Over and over and over.
On and on and on.
On and on and on. On and on and on. Ah, bean, ah, bean, ah. On and on and on.
On and on and on.
Bean, ah. Over and over and over, you see. It goes on and on and on.
A lot of my knee pain has come because of some songs
those words.
Like that. Those songs.
Somebody saying, ah, and then you're stuck. That's the fucking... Something about A's and ah.
Now you're listening to...
Niggas better pick it up, I know that.
NDO podcast.
Jabbing yourself in the leg.
I put the H on it to emphasize. Nigga.
We some niggas with opinions. 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 Nigga, what opinion? Nigga, what opinion? Nigga, nigga, what opinion? Nigga, what opinion? Nigga, what opinion? Nigga, what opinion? Nigga. Nigga, what opinion, nigga, what opinion, nigga. Nigga, what opinion, nigga, what opinion, nigga. I'm the shit, that's how I figure. Looking at your bitch's figure. I'm gon' slide because I dig her. Listen, me, Chris, and Vinny, and Chris. Motherfuckers, man, we hot like Grizz. Got Kevin. Got Sam, motherfucking king is who I think I am. Bitch, Jizzle here, but he gon' leave. He got a couple bitches hanging out his sleeve. I know you bitches feel bereaved. Into my house, so you gon' clean. Baby in Atlanta. Not my baby, but the other baby. That's hilarious. Both of the babies are in Atlanta. Don't stop it. Not yet. Don't stop. I'm sorry, bullshit. Three niggas on the logo, but it's photo. You get one free just like a BOGO. You niggas dummy like a dodo. Podcast is finished, but you want more. Moho, you loco. Jumping on my dick, I call a pogo. You niggas chicken, call you pollo. No calorie like froyo. Up and down just like a yo-yo.
We gon' blow the top off.
I ain't got no more.
We gon' blow the top off.
Fucking on yo.
My bitch ain't nigga.
Chisel at the dodo.
Niggas with a pants, niggas with a pants, niggas. Niggas with a pants, niggas with a pants. Niggas with a pants, niggas with a pants.
Moving stiff, I got that robo.
Niggas with a pants, niggas with a pants, niggas. Niggas with a pants, niggas with a pants, niggas. Niggas with a pants, niggas with a pants, niggas. Niggas with a pants, niggas with a pants.
Okay, now I'm done.
Menula.
Free food, drinks, and bands. Free food, drinks, and bands.
Oh, you go out and
free food, drinks, and bands.
Oh, 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 oh,
DJ Easy Dick. That was lovely, gentlemen.
It was. It was. The spirit got me, you know, towards the end.
Oh, yeah?
You know
what I mean? Did it happen?
Yeah, it happened. It happened. But ladies and gents, this is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct, as we typically love to do every week, bright and early every Tuesday. No preservatives, non-GMO, all organic. Bonsoir.
As soon as midnight here, we here, bitch.
We here. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined by my brothers, Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
Plus.
Yo.
The Vegan Trap Lord. Okay. And we got the Nigga Navy in the building. Make yourselves known, please. Yo. All right.
Hey, real shit, don't you ever introduce me second again. Like, part of my contract was you say my name first.
Introduce Tito a second.
It was in my contract, okay? I don't do this second shit. You know that.
Plus Tito all right? second.
No, the rules second. Are in the bylaws.
Michael. I'm
in the bylaws, you say Michael and the Jacksons.
Right. That's why he introduced me first, you son of a bitch.
I don't know what the fuck is going on here. We need some order back in this shit. Mm-hmm. Every week I have to come back in here and reestablish my dominance. I'm sick of it.
Man, reestablish these nuts.
Reestablish these nuts. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Niggas already cooking. Reestablish these nuts. No one has to know what that means. Gentlemen, how do we feel? Are we good?
Feeling great, bro.
Feel good, man. Feel inspired. Feel happy to be amongst my brothers yet again. It's always a good time.
Always.
Ben, what is the last thing that you accomplished?
I know.
It's fucked up. I came to you first.
Last thing I accomplished. I hope that wasn't what I thought it was. I thought I heard something.
Did you fart?
No. Okay. All right. Never mind. Okay.
You look so offended. Me? No. Wait.
No, you wouldn't have. If it's me, you wouldn't have to ask. That's why I was confused. You're looking at me.
Niggas with hazmat suits walk in.
I mean, I effectively, you know, accomplished paying some motherfucking bills, man. That's become my life. Working bills. All right, so I paid a bill. That's something that I accomplished. I accomplished adulting.
Answer to every question is about
something
bills.
About paying bills.
Ben, when you first came out, how did you know that you loved your mother? Because she paid the fucking bills for me to be here.
It's always about bills with this nigga.
Richard, what is the last thing that you accomplished?
Major accomplishment, well, I would say, would be definitely graduating.
Nice.
So
you've not done shit since then? No, I'm playing. Graduation's pretty fucking huge, sir.
Other than that, I would say I got a new job. And
That's accomplishing shit.
It is. It's a promotion from what I was doing before, so I'm very proud of that.
Good.
And I'm looking forward to what it brings for me professionally.
All right, scammers, Ricky's making more money. Do your thing.
Facts.
The last thing I accomplished was just there was a fucking family event that was just stressful. And there were a few of us that were at odds and not speaking and being weird. And I accomplished mending some relationships. And it was just really good to see those shits like function without me having to play mediator.
That's big.
You know what I mean? Like two people who were being petty about some bullshit, using the occasion that wasn't great to come together. And just that's dope for me. Makes me happy.
That's big. And like, I'm glad you said that because I recently mended a friendship that was fragmented. We went without speaking for a good while. You know, it was a good friend of mine, a best friend of mine, actually. And something happened, and we were able to come together as adults, hash it out, put it all on the table, and now we're good. So, yeah, I can only imagine how that is with family.
And that's important, bro. I mean, especially when, like, shit happened so long ago. Because that's the problem. Like, sometimes the problem is so small, but the longer you wait, just the beef just becomes bigger than what the problem initially was. So now you're not beefing because of the initial problem. You're beefing just because we have beef.
Right.
Because we have to now.
Now we have to, yeah.
I stood on this shit, so I got to mean this shit. And it's like, that type of shit, unfortunately, we talk about strong-minded people. It takes a mediator or just an occasion to soften motherfuckers up.
Facts.
Chris, don't burn the mic. What's the last thing you accomplished?
As y'all know, I've been in the restaurant business for quite some time.
We heard.
Recently, I met one of my financial goals for like a day. I don't want to disclose what it was.
No, no, no. We're not in your pockets. We're just going to send the scammers to you, too. But that's dope. But so, like, when you, like, get what you want, how the fuck does that feel? That's dope.
Amazing, because it's like, you when you come from, you know what I'm saying, barely scratching the surface, or, you know what I'm saying, barely making ends meet, to accomplishing goals that you set thinking that that's way too high. You know what I mean? Like, it feels, there aren't any real words to describe how it feels, other than it feels amazing.
I love that, man. That's good shit.
That's dope shit.
You niggas out here accomplishing shit and shit.
Also, another accomplishment I would say is for collectively for us to be here for almost close to 80 episodes, never missing a week.
Oh, fuck. I have to get out of here.
No, I would say that's an accomplishment, because think about it. How many podcasts have fallen since we've started?
Fallen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even trying to be a dick. You know what I'm saying? But for us to be able to come in here every week, do what we got to do, and deliver every Tuesday, I think that's an accomplishment.
And that's the problem. The problem is that, like, I record the episodes and I never even look toward the next one. I'm just giving you all the dick stories I have today. And whatever comes tomorrow comes. I don't focus about tomorrow's episode. I'm not saving shit for tomorrow's episode.
That's a good thing, because you have so many dick stories to give.
I can't fill an episode with them. We need 80 episodes to get all these stories.
One might say you have 1,000 dick stories.
That's insane. That's No, let's not be crazy. Let's not be ridiculous here. Okay, fine, it's time. You can enjoy yourself. You can indulge. Sleepy Rick.
You ever go night-night, nigga?
If you could ask a woman any question and know that she would tell you the truth, who and what would you ask, Ben?
How much money do you really have in those bank accounts?
And that's for Ben?
Bingo. That's a bomb. Yes.
How much money are you hiding from me? Because I know you have an excess of like $25,000 sitting somewhere. Ooh, I know you do.
Chilling.
Okay.
Chilling.
And why are you so willing to allow me to fucking struggle the way that I do?
Playing chicken with the bills.
Feel me? It's unfair.
Just chilling. You got it, mama. Because when the bill comes at brunch, you don't flinch.
What?
I'm sweating. You don't flinch.
If you could ask any woman any question and know that she would give you the absolute truth, who and what would you ask?
I would ask my mom, do you think you made the right decision marrying my dad now, hindsight, looking back?
Why is that some shit you want to know?
Only because I think now, like 40 years later, you know, looking back at life, I think it would be interesting to see what your mindset is now. Like, they say marriage is forever. Let's put that to the test. You've seen it all, Haitian woman. You've seen everything there is to see from this nigga. Hindsight, looking back, would you still say yes?
Like, that's why I think that shit's so crazy. Because now your mother's what, a 50-something-year-old woman?
Older than that. She's in her early 60s now.
Early 60s now. This nigga is a decision she made when she was in her, what, 20s?
Yes.
And it's like, she has changed 7 times over.
Correct.
And you still have to deal with this mistake that you made, well, decision that you made.
I think you might have had it right the first time.
You still got to deal with this decision you because made when you were a fucking kid.
If I, as a child, don't think it may have been a mistake, am I going to even ask this question? Exactly.
I'm thinking about any of the bitches I was dating at 24. And heavens.
And these niggas was getting married at 22.
Because I'm being generous here. Like, yeah. like in Haiti, the right 25-year-old can see a 16-year-old girl, and they do that.
Yeah.
They would do that.
Yeah.
So some of these women made these decisions to be with y'all dads in high school.
Right. Correct.
I wore Buffalinos as a child.
Exactly.
That's the kind of guy that I was.
That's the kind of man I was. Hush puppies and Buffalinos.
Okay. All right. I wore sizes, 7 sizes too big.
I wouldn't marry me at 28, let alone fucking marry me at 21.
Come on, bro.
21?
Ugh. You know, but that's the thing. Like, I am curious. Like, my mother told me straight up, right, that she came here from Haiti, was living with my uncles. She was real sick of that shit. She met my father in church. She recognized him from the old neighborhood. He proposed, and she was like, I'm trying to get out of this nigga house.
Period.
So she married him.
Scapegoat.
And then had to carry him. So it was like, in hindsight, like, my mother got divorced. She knows she made a terrible decision. Okay. She never stopped talking about it. She knows she made a terrible decision. I would probably ask her more about my grandfather, because from what I'm hearing, this nigga was a rootin', tootin', drinking, smoking, crazy man, and I want to hear more of those stories.
He was plus.
Oh, well, no, I don't drink as much as I smoke.
You're right.
And I also don't beat women, so you know, that's it's not that my grandfather, apparently.
Is there nothing off limits for you? This is a question a lot of people have asked me at work. Is there nothing off limits for you?
Like, because I'm trying to think, like, what are the consequences to saying these things?
There are no consequences.
There are none. Well, like especially, right. Like, when I'm not here lying and anybody I speak about can come and fact check, look, I don't give up.
I think that's what makes this show so great. There's no pulling punches in there.
I don't have to lie. Yeah. And then I'm going to say these things. I don't know.
I feel you. But that's a question I would ask, you know, a woman. It would be my mom. I'd ask my mom that question.
I would.
Only because now I see so much, as an adult, I see so much now, and I see myself so much in my dad. I'm like, damn. Like, all the shit that I hated about this man, I'm growing to be.
Let me tell you, some of the most frustrating shit is living your life not to be like your father, only to walk past the mirror and notice that you did a move, or you did a face, or you did something that looked just like this fuck nigga, or you say something or do something, you know, that reminds you of this fuck nigga, bro.
You know what's so funny?
They always say you end up becoming the person that's just so frustrating from being the most.
It's infuriating.
It's so hilarious.
When I sneeze in the shower, I sound just like my fucking father, and it bothers me every time. Like, I can hear it.
You can hear that shit, right?
I can hear it.
Because sometimes it's just a flash. Like, I don't know, the other day I was fucking brushing my teeth, and I looked up, and I made a face, and I was like, who the fuck? Like, you know the moment where Buddy Love turned into a clump, or you're like, sure, what the fuck is going on with my face?
Yeah.
It was one of those moments.
That's why I say, like, stop trying to run from it, because the more you try to run from it, the more you are becoming that nigga. All of us.
Oh, God forbid, bro. Fucking shit.
We're them.
I live like, it's like he's like Jason. I'm running from that shit. I turn around, he's just there walking.
Right there. That's it. That's it.
So that's literally a nightmare for you.
It's a nightmare. They're wearing the same shoes. No. Fuck, I forgot what the question was. Chris, if you could ask any woman a question and know that she would tell you the truth, who and what would you ask?
Do you really like Ito Stew, or are you just pretending because I'm talking to you?
Do you really like what?
Ito Stew.
Ito Stew?
Yeah.
Spell
Ito
it.
Stew. I-T-A-L Stew.
Ito Stew.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a vegan dish.
She said she liked it?
They usually say they like it, but you know, it's one of those dishes that's kind of a acquired taste if you ain't really used to it like that. So, I would want to know if you're lying. Do you really miss the chicken?
I would ask Hillary Clinton what she did with Haiti's money. Bitch, I know you got it. What did you do with it? Where is it? Hillary.
That's a great question. Where the fuck is that money, bro?
I need to know.
What did you and Wyclef do with the money? Where is you? All the money I donated to Yele, where is it?
I
text the number. I want my money.
My phone bill was way too high.
Come on.
T-Mobile hit a lick too. Where's my money?
Where's my fucking money?
Ben, at what point did you know that, like, you were no longer a kid? What age do you think you stopped being a child?
I guess for me, it would be the day I got my first job at Winn-Dixie. I literally got it on my birthday.
How old?
16. I got that job there the day I turned 16, and I haven't stopped working since.
So you equate, I guess, the day you joined the workforce with the end of your childhood?
Pretty much, yeah.
Why is that?
Because I always find yet another reason for me to keep a job. Something else for me to have to pay for. And again, just like Ricky said earlier today, like a lot of the things root back to my burden to pay bills.
So once again, the day he began paying bills, he began a grown-ass man. Childhood was over.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
My second job I ever had was working at Wendy's, which is next door to Winn-Dixie that he got his job at. So while I was working the drive-thru, I would watch him chasing after carts for Winn-Dixie. And I'll scream out at the window, Ben!
This is when having Snapchat as a kid would have been lit.
So lit. Watching this nigga chase after carts. He was so elite at it.
When I had to fetch the motorized carts, I would always take the long way back.
Yeah, of course. You have to whip it.
Like that, man.
Ricky, at what age did you stop being a child? When was your childhood over?
When I stopped my dad from giving me that last beating.
You caught the belt in your hand?
Caught the belt in my hand. I said, this is it. This is where it ends. This stops here. This stops today. He met me with a three-piece combo that I've never seen before. Hook, left hook, uppercut. But he understood.
That belt ain't going to cut it no more, little daddy.
This belt that used to destroy him is no longer...
That was a kick to your chin. That wasn't an uppercut.
This nigga hit me with a Hulk Hogan
Caribbean drop men kick when they fight, bro.
Hit me with a leg drop.
I'm telling you. You thought it was a punch because the other two punches had you like dazed.
And stunned and happened so fast. I don't know what it was, but hit me with some type of combo. Mm-hmm. It was a two-piece with a biscuit.
It's only so funny because like even though you caught the three-piece, like it symbolized something, bro.
I saw the change in my dad because after that, it was more so him, like, he wasn't, like, asking me. Like, he wasn't telling me to do shit anymore. It was like he was kind of, like, asking me at that point. Like, Mitch, are you going to cut the grass today? Instead of, go cut the grass today, goddammit.
Because.
It was, are you going to cut the grass today? Or are you going to do that shit tomorrow? Just let me know.
He knows now that if he want to beat your ass, he got to work for it.
Go. If you're going to beat my ass, my nigga, your bitch ass got to throw hands down, nigga. Because that I might take the belt from you and beat your ass with it. So you better throw these hands, nigga.
I'd kill that nigga if he tried that.
Oh, today? Come on, man. Like, nigga, sit your ass.
But look, nigga. But see, Ricky told you he did overkill. Ricky caught the belt. You don't three-piece your kids for Glamissy.
Yeah.
He three-pieced that nigga, bro. He had to say, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I have to roar. I'm a lion.
And I knew. I knew with every hit, he was still shocked. Like, oh, shit. Yeah. I can't believe what just happened. Like, I had to do this. Like, he felt for his life.
Like, that's a classic overreaction. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Ah. Oh, shit. Shit. Shit.
Before he did it, he probably was like,
Yeah.
Ooh, wait. Ricky. Hey. After that ass whooping, he went to the bathroom, he closed the door, he was looking in the mirror, punching to see if he still got it. Like, bro, is it me? Did I lose a step? Why niggas trying me today? Yo, he touching his muscles and shit, doing pull-ups on the shower
rod.
The
last thing I remember him saying before he hit me was, oh, so we've been bad point. Before I could say no,
One of my little cousins, I saw this nigga recently. This nigga is 14 and 6'6".
14, 6'6"?
He's 14 and 6'6".
Oh, it's that. Steroid Popeyes. He's eating
his father is terrifying, so I don't think he's ever.
Yeah, I'll tell you that nigga, man.
But, bro, like, Eli right now is a 10-year-old boy, and he's, like, at my nose when I hug him.
Eli's a big boy, too.
Okay.
That's a big boy.
So there's going to be a day where he's, like, he could be... Because we have it in our genes. He could be a fucking 6'6 motherfucker. And I would climb on a stool to knock his ass out if I have to.
I don't ever see Eli disrespecting you because Eli respects you too much.
Testosterone makes you different. Like, who hasn't butted heads with their dad in high school? You're roaring. You're raging. You're getting muscles. Your dick is hard. Bitches are feeling you. You come home like, who is this old nigga with no swag telling me what to do? This nigga ain't even got no J's on. These niggas wearing sandals.
This nigga records a podcast with no shirt on.
Fuck, if you don't care about me, if you don't care about your feet, why I gotta listen to you? Mm-hmm. Everybody's done that shit. So it's
that's
just,
true.
There comes a day.
Yeah, there came a time when my dad was like, nigga, you're not cool no more, nigga. Like, shut the fuck up.
Like, why I gotta listen to you?
My boys, like Ben and them niggas, would be sitting in the living room or the den, This nigga comes in the house all mad and shit after work, getting mad, taking zinger out on me, telling me to go cut the grass. The fuck? Nah, nigga, I'm about to go play basketball with my niggas. It got to a point where I was like, I ain't taking your shit no more. I'm not your fucking slave. All right?
Let me tell you something. My mother used to do that shit, and I vowed to never do that shit. Okay? My mother would be regular annoying. But when my friends were over, she'd go super saying annoying. Well, why do you need to put on a performance right now? God damn it.
Shout out to this nigga, Kev.
Paul Masson.
Paul Masson. He pulled out his fucking Louis book bag. He's a little scammer. He pulled out his fucking big ass bottle, dog.
Well,
he tapped me. We were talking about my dad and what I used to go through. You should have seen the look I gave him. I got so mad. Just looking at the fuck is he tapping me. He's like, I got you, kid.
All right, so then let me down this sangria and start drinking heavy.
Gleason every day.
I'm failing my sobriety test tonight, buddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Sam and his nigga came out to the B&B after, so yeah.
look, the day that I knew that your dad wasn't as tough anymore was when he was going off to you about you not wanting to pick up your check from Wendy's. And we were laughing at him. And he was like, well, yeah. Yeah, go ahead and laugh at me. I'm a joke now. Yeah, man, you are. You are.
Because back in the day, you would have just slapped everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that no more. But that's the thing. Like, once Haitian men, or old Haitian men, once they leave 35, right, they no longer care about who they are. You understand? Like, there are some niggas who are 45 and solid. There are some niggas who are 50 and just big and tough. You just can't be no flabby-ass nigga, bro.
Real shit. You can't.
That's all.
You gotta, like, but again, I've met Eli. I don't know what you're saying, like, in high school. It's just because the way me, you, and, like, how we looked at our old boy was different how he looks at you. Like, he looks at you like, yeah, that's my old boy, but my old boy cool as fuck.
But he's 10. Like, my mom was still pretty cool when I was 10.
Yeah, my old boy was cool, too, at 10.
When I was 13, like, oh, who is this lame ass?
So, in 3 years, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I still don't see it, but we'll see.
We'll see. Because I expect it. I'm waiting for it. Like a cleanest clock.
It's like you're expecting this.
You want it.
You want
it. I'm waiting. I'm waiting, bro.
But hold on. The 14-year-old cousin at 6'6", like, is he into sports or something? Like, that's a gold mine. That's a ticket out the ghetto.
So he plays basketball. He plays power forward, right? And according to him, he does well. The issue is it's about his heart. And his parents love him. They hug him. He's never going to be anything. Like, single mother. My daddy wasn't around.
You need parents that hate you. You need you pain. Not gonna be shit. Yeah,
you understand? Like, he doesn't have enough pain in his life.
Your parents hug
like,
you?
His parents aren't. Like, his father isn't great, but he's there.
Yeah.
Your mother isn't perfect, but she's like they love you. It's they care about you. Yeah, you have nice clothes and a great family.
He's going to be a poet.
I literally said he's going to be a big-ass poet all weekend.
You said that?
So many times.
Yeah, he's going to be
I said he's going to be a big-ass poet and a big-ass scientist. He's an intellectual.
Barefoot poet, like,
he's going to be a 7'2" scientist.
What a fucking waste.
And, like, I literally have cousins who are, like, half his size, tiny motherfuckers, but with the killer instinct. It's just something different.
Yeah.
Like, every big nigga doesn't have that raw. They don't have shit to prove. It's the little niggas.
Damn.
That's why little man syndrome exists. They have a lot to prove.
I hate the big soft ass niggas, man.
I mean, it's just, you can't be mad at a nigga for being happy. Like, big shouldn't be mean. You wish it was mean. Like, I hate every nigga was Udonis.
I hate a gentle giant.
I don't like them.
I hate a gentle giant.
Because all it makes, it takes you down that road of if I was your size. But then again, no, you wouldn't be. Like, think about it. You're this nigga because you're this. I'm trying to think about how laid back and confident I would be at 6'6".
No, I say that because I know what I would be on the basketball court with that size.
But
if I can do this at 6'1", 6'2", I can only imagine what I'd do at 6'6".
Let me tell you the train of thought here. It's my train of thought. You're this good because you tried hard to be that good. You tried that hard to be that good because you aren't 6'6".
So I'm compensating for not.
You understand what I'm saying? If you were 6'6", you probably wouldn't be this good because niggas who are 6'6" don't have to try as hard at basketball. It's easier to put this shit in the hole when you're 6'6" compared to all these niggas when they're 5'6".
I see what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Like you have to develop a game and dribble. Like,
because you just said he plays power forward and he's 6'6 and he's 14. I'm 31 years old, and on a basketball team, I would put myself at power forward.
At 6'6.
And I'm 6'1.
So think about him playing with children.
So that tells me that all this time I've been trying to compensate for not being
6'6. So literally, it's me and my cousins and this Jit hanging around. We're smoking and talking. They're saying, Jit, you got to learn the drop step. Once you learn the drop step, you go. I was like, hey, Jit, fuck all that shit. Learn to punch niggas in the mouth. I say, they may overlook a great shooter. They will never overlook the man punching niggas in the mouth. Never. If you can shoot and punch niggas in the mouth, you'll be signed every time.
You'll always have a job.
The fuck are you talking
about? You could be the tough guy on the team who can hit the jump shot that matter when it matters the most. You'll be your Dallas Haslam. You'll always have a fucking
because
job.
Because when niggas wonder why niggas like J.R. Smith and Ron Artest and Rasheed Wallace... And fucking Lance Stevenson. Why do these niggas always have a job? Why do they have a job far beyond their prime? Why the fuck was Udonis Haslam on the Heat payroll for so long? It's because
they just signed him again. Why?
Because in game four, when the game's on the line, he will throw away his career to clean a nigga. That's why. What game was it when Dexter Pittman literally walked up to a nigga, punched him, and was suspended for the rest of the playoffs, and they were cheering like he won the game-winning shot?
It was the Pacers. He just cleaned Tyler Hansbrough's clock. That was his job.
Yes.
Yeah, it was yes. Tyler.
Tyler must have did like a hard foul on Wade.
On Wade.
And he was like, I know what I have to do.
Spoelstra said, Dex, stick him. Stick him. Go get him. He came in there. Within 15 seconds, refs blew the whistle, and that was it for him.
Here's the problem. He wasn't even playing basketball. He just walked up and popped. Like, no, Dexter. Play basketball, then hit him. Sorry, coach. The nigga just knocked the nigga out. Dexter Pittman had a job. He couldn't shoot a fucking ball. He couldn't dribble. He couldn't do anything but knock niggas out.
That's all.
His only function.
That's true. That's why... After they figured that out, he never had a job in the NBA again.
Yeah.
I think he's a janitor right now somewhere.
Knocking niggas out to get you on the team, at least.
There you go.
Because there are plenty of unsigned niggas who could shoot their ass off.
Yeah.
Steven Jackson, the niggas knocking niggas
Steven
out.
Jackson had a long career
long.
Of knocking niggas' heads off.
He can hit a jump shot and knock niggas out.
You just need the nigga to do that shit when it count, bro. Mm-hmm. Because game three, game four, when shit get too crazy... And literally attitudes and knocking niggas out set the tone and change the momentum. You need a nigga like Udonis. Like Udonis to get checked in, start bowing niggas in the middle, do a little two, but the fucking stadium go crazy and it's a different game. Udonis can change the soul of a game.
No, real shit. He really can.
What the fuck are we even initially talking about? Richard, if I offered you, no, not Richard, Chris, if I offered you an acre of land in any state in America, where would you take it?
Somewhere west, but like northwest.
We're talking Washington, Oregon?
Yeah.
Why there?
I don't mind, like, that type of weather.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's not cold all the time. It gets cold, but it's not like, you know? I don't mind that type of weather. So I think that's more the reason. Because weather is a huge thing, especially on so much land.
Yeah, they're like maintaining that shit.
Can't even go outside. What type of shit is that?
Ben, where are you taking your land, sir?
Are we talking about just in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Colorado.
Why Colorado?
I mean, I can make a killing in the cannabis game over there. Yeah. Buy some land.
Yeah, the land.
Cultivate that land. Grow some stuff. Sell some stuff.
Smoke some stuff.
He just looks so shady because you're saying it behind shades.
And playing with his beard.
Right. Grow some stuff. Add some stuff. That's all. Ricky, where are you taking your land?
Texas.
This land is your land.
Texas.
This land is my land. Hey. From California to New York Island. Okay, good. I thought you knew it. I'm so happy. I don't know it either. It stops right there. For okay. Me. This land was made for you and me. Da, 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 da. Hey. All right.
Texas. The housing market is affordable and there's plenty of oil to go around. So, and yeah, oil money and land, you're a rich man. Give me Texas all day.
I'm torn between getting land somewhere that I know it'll have high resale value or getting land somewhere that I can just live happily. Because if you get an acre in land of like New York or Miami, like it's just whenever you're ready to resell it, it's fucking money. But yeah. If I want to live happy, I get a fucking acre of land in North Carolina and just live. In Texas, I could probably do both.
Yeah, I hear the cost of living in North Carolina is pretty. No, I'm sorry, no, not North Carolina, that's South Carolina. My bad.
I don't care which Carolina it is. Yeah. Give me the cheap Carolina.
South Carolina is the cheap Carolina, but North Carolina is fucking amazing and beautiful. Like, I went there and I immediately said, if ever I had to leave Florida, it'd be North Carolina.
Their weed is splendid.
It's, North Carolina is beautiful. It's nice.
It is amazing.
It's nice.
I love North Carolina.
I guess I'm going to, you niggas out west, I might go fucking Texas. Texas might be a happy medium for me.
Texas.
Everything's a little bigger.
Yeah.
Facts.
Is QC the new Cash Money, gentlemen? Chill. Come on. They're here.
No.
Fucking broke your neck.
Making sure. So we can have a good debate.
Is QC the new Cash Money?
So I guess a good way to try and start this off is to break down the roster of QC.
Yes.
So
hold on. Go ahead.
You have the Migos. You have Lil Yachty.
City Girls.
You have the City Girls. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Richie Kid, apparently.
Cardi. Who else we got? Cardi?
Cardi's the management deal.
Okay.
She's affiliated.
So who else we got?
For big names, I think that's it.
Little Baby?
Little Baby.
Is Gunna there?
No, I think that's Young Thug.
That's Young Thug.
Yeah, he's on Young Thug.
So Little Baby, which is also huge.
For big names, yeah, that's it.
So Little Baby, City Girls, Migos, and Yachty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Did we say the City Girls?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And then for... That's all who we would care about from QC, right?
For now.
So, I guess let's go over to Cash Money.
If we're not even doing Young Money, right?
You have to do Young Money.
Let's just do Cash Money first.
Okay.
So it's like. That's what I'm trying to. Are we doing current or peak roster?
Everybody at their peak.
Yeah, let's do all time.
Okay, like, so peak roster.
If you do QC versus Hot Boys today, like, come on.
We're talking about. We're talking about
at their height with QC at their height today because QC's at their height today.
Hot Boys, Juvie, Wayne, Turk, BG. We have the Baytimers, Manny, and Birdman. Is that their peak compared to Nicki and Drake and Young Money?
That's Cash Money. That's their peak. Come on, they have their biggest records ever. Like. I don't think Young Money had a record bigger than Back That Ass Up.
I don't think QC has a record bigger than Back That Ass Up.
There you go. So that's their peak. I think that would settle the debate.
What's QC's biggest record?
It would be...
Raindrop Hop Top?
Yeah. Raindrop. Bad and Bougie.
Bad and Bougie is QC's biggest hit.
The Cardi song.
Oh.
No. When she stole Kodak's flow. Yeah.
That's not really QC.
She signed to QC.
That was before QC.
That was before the deal.
That was before she signed with QC. Okay.
I mean, one could rival that Badass Bitch Give a Fuck About a Nigga Strong, yeah, but it's not Bad record. And Bougie.
It's not Bad and Bougie, though.
It's not Bad. Bad and Bougie was the Oscars, yes, and Oscars. Car Karaoke with James.
That's what made it that big, though. The Oscars mentioned by Chopping. But still, it was mentioned at
it's
the Oscars.
It's nothing compared to Back That Ass Up. And like, but see, I don't know if Bad and Bougie is going to age that well.
It might not.
Come over here and get a mic. We have a free one, Sam.
I don't think Bad and Bougie will ever get old, because every woman wants to feel bad and bougie.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think it's going to last like Back That Ass Up is
because
lasting?
Bling Bling was a huge, huge song. So much so that they made a word out of bling. You know what I'm saying? That's a huge song. They have so many of those songs, but can we say Bling Bling stood the test of time?
It didn't. Yeah. Not like Back That Ass Up did.
Not
like
Back That Ass Up.
Bling Bling would be a Bad and Bougie then.
Maybe. I still think Bad and Bougie would have a longer impact than Bling Bling as far as staying power. Because Bling Bling was so much like guys and jewelry, where as far as Bad and Bougie, every woman for the next 50, 60, 70, 80 years before Jesus comes back is going to be able to relate to being Bad and Bougie.
And use it as their caption. So, yeah.
So then the children still lose it for Back That Ass Up when they hear it.
Yeah, yes. What?
That makes me happy.
What? Yeah. That breaking their backs and all.
Ha! Makes me happy. Some things will never change.
Girls breaking.
How do you, okay, so do you think that, like, according to, like, people your age, that QC is that label, though?
Yeah.
Is that Cash Money like label? Because for us, like for me, like what Wayne was doing with Cash Money when I was about your age was remarkable.
Without a doubt, because honestly, and it pains me to say it, but people aren't really looking for Dreamville. As talented as they are, nobody's looking for Dreamville.
That's a wash. You're right.
Nobody's looking, unfortunately, as talented as they are, no one's looking for Top Dog.
No one cares about it.
People want party music. People want booty shaking music. The only label that's for real putting that out is QC. Lil Baby, niggas want a whoa.
Right.
And Lil Baby, he's actually becoming a better rapper every time I hear him.
Slides.
That's terrible.
The song with the baby, he slides.
When you let the real gangsters get good, you have a problem.
You do?
That's a problem, because he's already real. Like, that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Now he just has to be good at rapping.
Video evidence of his realism.
Get the fuck out of here. Baby's a criminal you can believe. He barely made it out. Yeah, he was funding the rappers because he had so much fucking bullshit money. Then said, you know what? I'm here too. Let me rap because you little niggas talking about my life. And here he is.
He did it. And he's making a killing.
You can make the biggest Chanel. This is his life.
Right. Making a killing. But yeah, QC, that's that. Nobody's really looking for, like, oh, QC. But everyone's like, City Girls, we're in Miami. Even people, I went to D.C. singing City Girls to their hearts out.
I think their impact is even stronger outside of Miami.
It's crazy.
It's definitely outside of Miami. Like
everywhere.
Which is good for them.
Yeah. So definitely quality control.
The moment she came back here, she almost died. Like motherfuckers who are like successful from Florida should just stay away. Do yourself a favor. These motherfuckers are here to kill you. Come here, do your back to school giveaway, and go home like Ross does. Ross has it right. Okay? Live in a fortress. Come here and visit, give away book bags, and leave. Don't be out here recording with these niggas. Please, some of the limonade. I'm about to fuck. Nope. Right there.
It still just pays me to say they really just shot that woman's car up.
I mean, but why? How does that pay you?
Because it's like, what did she do to really get her car shot up?
I mean, but like, when you're doing anything well, people won't like you for it. They take you doing well.
Niggas especially.
They take it offensive. You're showing off. You're doing too much. You're doing it for me, at me.
You're right.
I mean, people make it about themselves. You feeling good, brother?
Feeling great.
People make it about themselves. So, I mean, it's just why they would do it. It's fucking hating niggas do hating shit.
Abs in a barrel. That's all it is.
What Kanye say? Hating niggas, marry hating bitches, and have hating kids.
Did they ever say why they shot her?
I didn't see what.
No,
they
I
just.
Never, yeah, I never.
They shot at her. Like she was in her car and it got wet up.
Yeah, shot at her.
Shot at her. Yeah. not shot her, but shot at her.
Yeah. No, she's fine.
Yeah. Some people were speculating that it has something to do with the Kodak thing, and
I don't know if that would go that far. That always seemed kind of far for me. Yeah. Like, why the fuck would Kodak's son do that?
Not saying that he did, but like it had something to do because after Kodak released his verse, her baby daddy started talking shit to a lot of them niggas, and they started saying that a lot of them niggas.
But I don't just don't shoot no pregnant bitch over that. That's crazy.
Niggas are cold in these streets.
Yeah.
What crazy? Sure. Was it bulletproof or no?
The car they said was bulletproof.
Oh, it was?
That's what they say.
It's a QC car, I'm sure.
They said it was bulletproof.
Fucking, it was a hot pink G wagon. They know it was you. Duh. It's a hot pink bulletproof G wagon.
No, you're right. It probably was bulletproof because the owner of QC, like he niggas ran into his house and he was with it.
Good for him.
Like he's no punk.
I love that. I love when niggas try to rob and get their ass lum-lummed. It really makes my heart smile. God rest Sean Taylor. I wish they let my dog have the fire. It's just some bullshit. The nigga had a fucking mushet.
No, if that nigga had the fire, shit would have been different.
That's bullshit, bro. They left my dog with a mushet, bro.
Fucking cowards.
All of them.
From some fucking kids' party, right?
Yeah.
Let niggas into your home. See what happens? You let I asked this, I asked that. Oh, this is going to be fucking lit. Ben, we have now reached the goddamn this or that section of our program.
This or that of our program.
We have, goddamn it. Hey, excuse me. If you see me screaming deep in my mind, I'm only dreaming. I hate sitting on the other side of Ben's laptop. I love to see what that screen looks like. I have no idea. Like, for all I know, it could be solitaire there.
That's stupid.
Well, why solitaire?
Solitaire?
No. You.
Like,
what are niggas bringing?
Libation.
What is in there? Christ.
It's a black bag, so it's libation.
Whenever you're ready, Brittany, boy.
Ew.
Welcome to the this or that section of our program.
Hey.
Nigga.
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 Hey.
Nigga.
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 This. Remy, little bitch.
Nigga.
Hey.
This.
That.
That.
Crick.
Crick.
Crack.
Crack.
Bin.
Bin.
That.
Big
man,
six
rap,
big
wag,
is
that real rap? Cut it off, fuck it all to hell. Sam, do rag or wave cap?
I'm gonna go with the do rag, because in my opinion, the wave cap, nice, but, you know, I haven't seen much flavor. Like this, you have blue camel. I got pink velvet at the crib. I got Dragon Balls on another one. You feel me? Like, there's different styles, different fits you can put together.
So it's not even about the functionality. It's about the fly.
Yeah.
Because both are good.
Yeah. They both are good.
They're both not good.
They're not?
Wave cap screams prison.
Oh, damn. Oh. Oh,
that nigga walk around with a wave cap on, bro. You look fresh out. Like, why you ain't get a do-rag, dog? You had an option to get a do-rag out here.
You right. I see what you're saying.
Out here, you should get it. You should definitely have a do-rag.
Or you're like Usher in 98.
You know what I mean?
With a Tommy condom on your
Remember
head.
When niggas used Come to on, wear brother. It to the side a little bit?
No, guys, let's stop. Shit. We're doing a podcast, and Ricky is watching bullshit.
That's crazy.
Okay?
You hate
here
to
we
see
are.
It. You hate
our
to
job
see
seriously.
It.
Okay. I'm gonna take his phone, okay, and ask him all the questions first. Because you're being a bitch. Sometimes he can barely stay awake, but when he's awake, he doesn't give a fuck about our podcast. That should ruin your life, you bitch. No, I'm not.
Son of That's a how bitch. He's staying awake. He's trying to do it for your
asshole.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
Oh,
no,
you grab me.
Do we bore you, Ricky?
No.
Are you bored? No. Do you find the NWO podcast fucking boring? Are we not doing enough shucking and fucking jiving for you? Huh? You want me to fucking tap dance and podcast for you?
But if you look at that, I literally thought I was Maya. Like, look
No,
seriously.
You thought it was a subject, did you? Bitch.
The look on his face.
I thought it was her. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
He's having a panic attack.
Oh, shit, dog.
Or the wave captain. You know, the niggas that come out of jail who change their lives in prison.
That's what they're like. Chris kind of stole my answer because I was going to say, like, they have the both of them have the same functionality, but the do-rag looks cooler. Like, you don't want to fucking wear a wave cap. Because to me, wave cap is synonymous with a nigga who wears a wife beater and fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to fucking wear that shit.
And Jabot shorts
and shit.
Just a bad look altogether.
Like, for me, like, a nigga who like me who has hair, and if I grow my hair out and have, like, little fucking Trick Daddy braids, I can put a wave cap on my head and then wear, like, a daddy hat. You know what I'm saying? Like. True. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm still in that phase of the ugly stage. But other than that, there's no absolutely zero reason for me to be wearing a wave cap. Do-rag all day.
Right.
All day.
Ben, do-rag or wave cap?
I don't want to wear anything on my head that I could make out of women's hosiery.
Come on.
So I want something that's specifically made for me. Wave cap? Do-rag is just, where is that? Yeah. It's just... to multi-purpose.
To the people who wear a wave cap and then a fitted, or a wave cap and then a fedora, what is your purpose? What are you trying to accomplish here?
The 90s are over.
Yeah, why are you trying to, like, a Ronald Isley video?
Didn't
what
50
you...
have, like, the
50 did that shit in PIMP.
Yeah.
No, but that was a do-rag.
Oh, it was a do-rag. Do-rag a
which somehow cap, makes okay. it better for me. I don't know why.
I mean, that's more hip-hop, more urban. But if you do that shit today, like, okay, you're a fucking loser.
Do-rag with the flap or do-rag with the tuck?
I like to have a hangout. I'm not gonna fly to you. You know, it's just like a little superhero cape. You feel me? That's how I like it.
The new niggas have their shit out like how we used to have in the early 2000s. Yeah. I'm still in the mid
2000s. Roll that shit up soon.
Me, when I'm at home, I tie this shit in the back and I cuff the back.
So you look like you ain't have no do-rag on when you really had the do-rag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit, bro.
I've never had the pleasure, so I.
You were born before we had do-rag around.
I was born this way. I've never
you were born. You were born with a flow rider tape, so you're forced to shave your head at 7.
Because at 7. When I had hair, I had fucking waves, no rag.
Yeah. Oh, word?
I was blessed.
You got pictures?
At 3.
No.
Then it didn't happen.
I have no photographic evidence.
Yeah, all your pictures are bald.
That's the classic young. I hate that about young niggas. I feel like if I have a son, that's what he'd be like. You have pictures? Like, no, bitch, I was really dunking on niggas out here. Nigga, like, what do you mean, do I have pictures? Like,
I used to murder these niggas on the field.
You know? Yeah, like, what do you mean, nigga? I don't have pictures. I just take my word for it, nigga.
There was a time when niggas was just doing shit.
Yeah. If you don't have pictures, it didn't happen.
Yeah. This or that? Zephyr Hills, Aquafina, Smart Water, or Evian?
Depends on the budget.
Any budget, like you can have whatever you like.
Oh, where is Smart Water?
Why Smart Water over all these niggas?
Because one, it's taller than the rest of them.
Ooh,
one,
brilliant.
Two, it's called Smart Water. Hey. Honestly, and I never care for Zephyr Hills. Zephyr Hills, Dasani, I have them at the same tier. Honestly,
Zephyr Hills is literally like it feel like it tastes like faucet water.
Yeah, I hate faucet water. What a passion.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
Zephyr Hills, Smart Water, Aquafina, Evian.
Faucet water with ice.
Because niggas can have nice things. We offer you the best water that white people have to offer. And what do? Drink water out the sink and die.
Who's to say it's a nice water? It's all the same goddamn shit.
That'd be disappointing to find out.
Is my system not... It is all the same fucking shit.
Ben, what exactly got you? I need to know what was it exactly.
Because he knows I'm telling the truth.
I need to know what's going on.
I'd scoff at him coming in the house with fucking brand water from
the
store.
He would drink faucet water, bro.
He would. I drink faucet water. What do you mean he would? I'm telling you, I drink it.
Present
I put ice in me cup, and I drink me faucet water.
Something in my heart tells me the same water... You wash dishes with is the same water you flush your shit in. I feel like it's all the same water. I don't think they care about us that much.
It is. It's because it's all coming from the same pipe, just going through a different place.
So does your Zephyr Hills and so does your Smart Water. It's all water, God damn it. It cleanses your system.
No, it tastes different.
Fossil water has never killed a motherfucking soul. I drink 954's best water, okay?
Do you give it to your children? Hey, call the police on this nigga, bro.
Listen,
he's trying to kill those poor children.
They're still alive and they're fine. I hope Maya doesn't listen to this shit this week.
Call the police on this.
My God damn it. I take Aria's little sippy cup. I fill this shit with ice.
Oh my God.
Put that motherfucker right under the faucet. Job, no. And put the cap on that bill motherfucker and say, here's your water.
I'm tripping to me. Oh, I'm tripping to Oh, senor.
I'm still breathing, ain't I? Look at me.
Barely.
Do I look fucked up to you?
Goodness gracious. Chris, do you have a water preference? Evian Smart Water, Zephyr Hills? Is it like a veggie water or something? Alkaline water.
Veggie rainwater.
Rainwater. Collecting water and leaves outside. It's going to be delicious.
That's illegal.
I mean, just alkaline.
Do you have to put the alkaline in the water, or is there a place you can find alkaline water?
No, well, they have methods to alkalining water. I know a few of them, but I buy my alkaline water. It's easier.
So you can alkaline your own water?
Yeah.
What you doing? You just ask questions. That's all. I tell you.
There's certain like plants and herbs that you can put into your water that will alkaline it.
Ben, do you have a water preference?
Yeah, I do. Smart water. I think everything else just tastes metallic. Like, it's just... It's...
Can I tell you guys something?
Yes. Fuck, it's over. We're never drinking water again. He's going to fuck it up. It's over, guys. I hope you enjoyed water while you had it. The bacteria.
I was just going to say that there are actual metals in Smart Water.
Oh, well, I can't taste them.
you can't taste nothing in fucking faucet water.
I used to filter my own faucet water. It's just that...
With Brita.
Why does no one drink faucet water? What do you taste in faucet water that you don't taste anything? Like, what's the problem? Because coming out of a faucet? No one can ever answer that fucking question.
Guys.
I could tell when water comes
out. Is anyone concerned that something. We live in a country where we can't even trust the water? Does that not concern anybody else?
That's true.
Do you think other countries are this worried about their water? Probably.
Exactly yes. Why I drink out my motherfucking faucet.
Because you're going to die anyway.
Exactly why I drink out my motherfucking faucet.
Plus, I don't think that's
plus
a good
PA.
Reason to drink out your faucet, but okay.
Plus PA.
So then you might as well just put your cup in your toilet at this rate.
No. You might as well.
No.
Just stick your cup in your toilet.
Him and the dog.
If you're in the bathroom and you're thirsty,
when you guys are done, when we're done with this podcast, Google Dasani, Google Zephyr Hills, and Google all that shit, y'all. Google this shit.
Listen.
Google it.
The difference is, plus PA, I was trying to get your attention for at least 45 seconds now. Okay. Back in our college days, this nigga was adamant and persistent. He insisted on drinking the fucking faucet water. When I tell you, my friends, bien aimé, that shit tasted like it literally had chlorine all up in it. I did not understand how he could drink that shit, dog.
It's except chemically treated water. I don't think you should drink it without boiling it, bro.
Okay, exactly. So me and Ben were living off Chuck E. Cheese checks and financial aid, and he decided he would want to spend $3 or $4 or $5 on 24 pack of water. Nigga, fuck that. Drink this free fucking water.
It's disgusting.
Temple water is not as good as Fort Lauderdale water.
He's disgusting for
you're
doing
it. Try the 954 water. It's good for you,
he's
bro.
He's going to die, bro.
So the 954 water is good.
But Zephyr Hills is shit. I don't know. It literally Zephyr has Hills a brown shit. Tint in the bottle.
Real nigga shit, Foster water and the 954 tastes better than Zephyr Hills water. I don't give a fuck what any of y'all say. It tastes better. I've tried it.
You've acquired the taste by now.
Yeah,
you love that shit.
Yeah, niggas making this.
Like, it's literally, I still love drinking jungle juice. It tastes like red water, but it's delicious to me because I've acquired a taste for this shit.
I drink money? Cranberry
waste
straight.
Your money on, we're all drinking the same shit. Waste your money.
You're a monster.
That's what she said.
Young Sam.
Yes.
Who's the better feature? Drake or Lil Wayne?
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
You're going to give me Drake or Future. You said Weezy?
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right.
Who do you think is the better feature?
All right. So, like, all right. So you talk. Oh, damn. All right. It has to be Prime Wayne. It has to be. Because Drake, yeah, you'll put him on a song. He'll kill his verse, but that nigga will sing on your hook, too. But then you got Wayne, who will just slide every single. He'll own the song. Wayne will own somebody's song. And he has, like, so many damn features under his belt, too. Mm-hmm. For years. Like, hundreds.
Because I think with the features, Wayne definitely played the quantity game. But, like, Drake's features are, like, well-selected and quality.
That's true. But Wayne did his thing on every single one.
Not every single one, but a good chunk.
I
the most of them
one.
He ate.
Every single
one. If we're talking about percentages, he ate 85% of his features.
I'll give him that 99.9.
All right, we taught that. I give you that.
So would you say Drake's feature in terms of quality is better than Weezy's?
I can't say that. I would. Weezy, Christopher. Take this weed from me.
I want to say that.
Yeah. Weezy at his absolute best on some feature shit.
But at the same time, Drake got the golden touch. I'm not even gonna flag.
Like what Drake's done to some of Rihanna's songs, I don't know, brother. Like that shit.
I'm taking Weezy.
I want Sam's opinion because I'm really curious. I know who you're taking.
I'm gonna go with Wayne.
I'm just saying Prime Wayne on features. Though Wayne was killing shit, bro.
The Ace Hood, the Hustle Hard remix.
Oh Lord. Mm.
Yeah. Getting on anybody.
Remember Wayne was on the fucking Destiny Man? Child shit. Wayne was just killing all types of shit, like just
different genres.
Just killing shit, bro. Like crushing shit.
I'm going Wayne.
Yeah, I'm going Wayne.
I'm proud of you. I'm sure everybody else is going Wayne. This is really
it's 54.
I wanted to hear Sam.
But Drake.
Oh, it was a setup.
Yeah, I just want to hear.
No, but Drake is the king of features now. He's the king of features now. But
if
I'm comparing his features now opposed to a Prime Wayne feature? Nah, nigga. Wayne. Have a seat.
Because that 09 Now Rihanna feature, tough.
It's tough.
That work feature, tough.
It's tough.
That Tuesday feature, tough.
That's his he bodied that shit.
The song with
Versace feature, tough.
Oh, that was dirty.
The Swing My Way feature,
okay.
Tough.
The Versace feature was tough. It was very tough. But the flow of how he came in was more tough than what he was actually saying. Oh, most of Weezy's shit, Weezy was bodying
on his own.
Shit.
Yeah,
he bodied everybody on their own shit. That's what he was known for.
His
put a Weezy feature, he's going to body you.
His mixtapes, he'll take your beat and
Drake is known for fitting in that
That's
pocket.
Crazy.
And fitting in that sound.
Niggas would pay Wayne to slaughter them. Ooh, kill me next.
Which makes him the GOAT at that shit. Like, this is why this is not up for debate.
Yeah.
He was slaughtering niggas, dog. Drake is going to jump on some shit that's going to create the next wave for him, or he's just going to like be able to fit in it really, really well.
You Wayne. Made a great point when you say that like Drake comes on the song, sees what's going on, and he chameleons in. He fixes it. He rides it. And he does a great job.
Correct.
Weezy comes on some shit and is just disruptive. Right, yeah. He just comes.
I look
in.
At Weezy. I look at Wayne how I used to look at Kobe. Kobe, he was. That's why I called him Black Mamba. He was a killer. Wayne is trying to come on that beat and literally, this is not no friend shit I'm doing. I'm trying to kill this shit. He's jumping with Ross. He's jumping with T.I. He's going to jump on with Jay. He don't give a fuck. Yeah. Wayne, he don't give a fuck who's on the shit. Yeah. I'm here to kill niggas. And he did that every time.
Shoot. Right after.
Rock beats, hip hop beats,
don't
country
matter.
Beats. He don't give a what the fuck matter. This shit is. He's coming to kill shit.
I am the beast. Feed
me rappers
or
feed me
beats.
Come on, man.
Stop. I never forget. Right,
why are we having this cut, dude?
Right before Wayne went to jail, I was playing that. Tell me what's really going on. Yeah. I had Eli in the car with me so much. One day, it's me, him, his mom in the car. Jit comes out of nowhere. Oh shit, motherfucker! Goddamn. Let me tell you, his mother was furious, and I couldn't breathe. He was like three. Ooh, shit, motherfucking guy. It's just so much at one time.
At the condo like Pam.
Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. I'm a groundhog.
Drake still stands for Wayne. Like, literally still stands for him.
Of course.
Without you know what? And I'd look at him sideways if he didn't. I would be disappointed in him. Like, I like how every 3 months he got to remind niggas, hey, by the way, I'm still Young Money. In case there was any... In case you niggas thought that I left, I'm still Young Money. This is still my father. Okay, bye. OVO. I respect that shit.
So again, Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Weezy F,
baby. Dwayne Carter.
And the F is for front door, because that's why I bring it.
Soup if you bang it, motherfucker.
Dog, come on, man.
Him and all three of his dreads.
I think that when Wayne is 66, still making mixtapes, I'm still probably going to listen.
You're going to.
Yo, that's going to be the only celebrity that dies. I'm going to actually be sad.
Here's when
Michael Jackson. No, but yes.
No, no. He might be my first celebrity cry.
Because
I begin listening to my own music at the sixth grade. Sixth grade, Juvie dropped Hot. So as long as I've been listening to rap music, I've been listening to Lil Wayne. You know, as long as I've been like really deciding what the music I like is,
yeah,
I've been listening to Wayne.
For me, two rappers that for sure I know for sure I'd probably shed tears over would be Ross and Wiz. I'd like shed tears
over. If Wiz goes, I'll be sad.
Yeah. They said he's just a good guy.
Like, but if they kill fucking Wayne, I'm going to be so
Wayne's
sad.
Another one, man. Because Wayne, like, me and Wayne, like, Wayne is 3 years older than me. So it's like, I grew up on Wayne.
Y'all fuck niggas better let Wayne die of natural causes or codeine.
Please.
Don't shoot Wayne. Let Wayne kill himself. Come on, don't man. Shoot Wayne.
Please. Leave him alone.
Please.
Leave him alone. So there was a tweet that went out the other day how people were trying to convince these niggas that Wayne is the GOAT by saying, like, Wayne is 35 right now, I think he is, or 36, one of the two. J. Cole is 33, and Kendrick is 32. And look at all that Wayne's accomplished.
You're right. He started crazy young. No,
Wayne is
right.
Older than that. Because Wayne is 37.
36.
82, I was born ready. I'm too ready. He's born in 1982.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
He's
30 plus 7?
He's 36.
36. 36.
Me and him
he's turning
37
birthday. This year.
Yeah, me and him have the same birthday.
Okay.
So, right. Yeah. He's 36. J. Cole's 33.
And see, I can tell his age by the lyrics. That's how long I fucking...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's only 3 years older than J. Cole and 4 years older than Kendrick. And look at everything that Wayne's accomplished that they haven't even, like, come close to.
They haven't.
It's Chris. Crazy, dog. Yeah.
Chris.
Wayne, he's the GOAT. Yeah, he did start young. He started, like...
13?
13.
Jumping
jacks. Yeah. He cultivated so many damn people around him.
All these little. These little niggas, man. They're here because of Wayne.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
He is the Michael Jackson of rap. It was supposed to be Bow Wow.
Baby, yeah.
But it's Wayne.
Somebody was trying to. I don't know if it was Reggie.
Birdman is Joe
somebody
Jackson.
Somebody was. I had to be Reggie. Me and Reggie got into a big fight a week ago. We were sitting in a parking lot of a hospital.
Juvenile was Jermaine.
Fighting. Where he was trying to tell me Kanye West was the Michael Jackson of this shit. And I was like, no, if I had to give it to anybody, I'm going to give it to either Wayne. Jay or I'm going to give it to Wayne, but more so Wayne. And he was not trying to hear that shit.
Like, none of those other niggas were child stars.
Wayne.
None of those niggas have taken their careers from childhood to adulthood. Don't get me wrong.
The only way Wayne dominated shit was...
The only advantage that Wayne had is that Wayne had lyrics about shooting niggas when he was 14. So he didn't have to transition to a shooting niggas rapper. He was always that.
Yeah.
Shot himself. So,
like you see how Usher had to be, I'm a kid, then I'm a sexy nigga. Yeah. Like, that's a transition.
Yeah.
Like, Bow Wow had to transition from... Ohio is where I'm from to some other shit. That's tough.
From Ohio to Atlanta, thug? No. We're not buying it.
But since Wayne was talking to us, he's saying, hey, I fuck with just shoot niggas just like these niggas 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
I'm here. And I kiss Birdman sometimes. That's none of your business.
Like, hey, We don't talk about that.
We let that rock. We let that rock. I mean, nigga, we let Jeffrey's behavior ride.
No, we didn't.
Jeffrey,
you bump it so much fun.
That talent, though, that music.
Get them niggas out of here. Keep the music. Get them niggas out of
here. There is no Young Thug if Wayne's not here. We can say about a million rappers, but yeah.
I let her affect you.
The rim.
It was the whammy.
The whammy.
That's all, baby.
We have now reached. I'm sorry. Once you got the liquor, I did this shit to you. We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. Bennett, come on, hit that shit, man.
Nigga.
Hey. Gotta hit him with an ask. Nigga. A real nigga. Yeah. Little bitch, ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. You gon' slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
Little bitch, you want a real nigga. Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Nigga. Like a gun trigger. Nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga. Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Nigga. Know I'm quick to hit her.
Nigga.
Nigga. And I'm finna hit her. Riddle. With my nigga. Chisel, rizzle, fizzle, dizzle.
It's a nigga.
I am blitzed out of my mind.
And I am ritzed out of my mind.
You guys don't know what I've been through.
You guys have no idea what we've been through.
You know what I've been through.
Woo!
Okay. This question comes from Fabi_Affably. After a certain age, 29 plus. Oh, my phone just died.
I hate to see it.
Okay. You good? Pluggy. Shit.
Give me your phone.
While we got some time, you know what I'm saying? We go ahead and shout out our sponsors. First one, I'll go ahead and take care of this one.
His sign language is the worst.
You know what I'm saying? I thought a helicopter was coming. But, you know, yeah, if you're in South Florida, be sure to stop by Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. The food is awesome. Customer service is great. And we'd love to see you stop by, whether you're vegan or not. You know what I'm saying? This is still a place for you to come and try.
You can also order ahead of time, and you can give them a call by dialing
954-241-7402.
And you can follow them on Instagram. You can follow them on Twitter at Delight Juice Bar. Make sure you follow them. And when you pull up, make sure you mention the NWO podcast. Let Chris know that you listen to the podcast, and we'll give you some free napkins.
Napkins on us, guys.
Okay. I don't know about that.
This next question comes from Fabi Affably. After a certain age, 29 plus for women, time isn't the only priority thing people look into when meeting someone and starting a family. I read the wrong question. Wait 1 second. Okay. This question comes from Reclaw to Ed. So I'm with my girl, right? And her mom's a MILF. Like, bro, MILF. And she likes me, the mother. And I think I could smash and be cool. What would you guys do? If an opportunity came for the girl you're talking to, mom, when the fuck, would you
fuck? Reclaw, this is the third or fourth Ask a Renegade question you've asked that has something to do with moms.
We know what category on xvideos.com you go to.
You love MILFs. We get it. Now, the answer to your question would be no. Leave that girl's mom alone. Trust me, you'll thank yourself in the long run. You don't know where the relationship is going to go. Don't put your Jamaican dick inside of that woman. Just continue the relationship as is.
There are plenty of other moms out here.
Reconsider.
Reconsider.
Read some literature. Sure, on the subject.
Are you sure?
Fuck it.
Oh, no, but don't do it.
Please.
Dude, that's sickening. Come on, bro.
It
could be a setup.
Could be a setup.
Use your tet. Use your head.
What? Yeah, use the head attached to your neck.
Exactly.
That head.
Not yeah.
The one with the dreads.
Yeah.
Unless your pubes are disgusting. This next question comes from _red_nation86 on the Instagram. This question says, is swag surfing canceled since Mayonnaise Mayhem white people watched it for their game? No. The swag surf can never be stopped. It's
never.
Officially a Negro spiritual. I mean, it may take some bruises along the way, but for the most part, it can't be canceled.
No matter what them folks do to the song, it will never, ever, ever be taken away from us. It's like Plus said, once you're indoctrinated into a Negro spiritual,
you're
here to stay.
I mean, you've heard white people butcher Amazing Grace. Is it not still a nigga song?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. It's just, when I hear, man, I got that swag, I will grab my brethren and I will rock from side to side aggressively, ensuring my love for them, and nothing will change.
My love for them and my love for swag. I just think, because man, I got that swag.
I just think it's funny how they say for their game. Like, white people concocted this plan. You know what we're going to do to get at that darn black community? We're going to take over Swag Surfer, goddamn. Okay.
Now game. That we got slavery out the way.
Next on the docket, Dale. Dale. Goddamn Swag Surfer. So
these niggas will never surf their swag again.
Niggas on the docket, Philip.
Oh, God. Richard, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts is this. Niggers, never, ever forget that Swag Surf will always be a nigga song forever. It's indoctrinated. It's embedded in your soul. They can't take that away from us. So when you hear the song, man, I got that swag, you look to your left, look to your right, grab whatever nigga's in sight.
Amen.
And you rock from left to right. Okay? Swag Surf.
That should have been part of the song. Grab whatever niggas in sight and rock from left to right.
That's it's DJ poetic. Let the DJ do something.
Grab whatever niggas in sight and rock from left to right. Okay, you wait till I fucking might check another party.
Y'all niggas, y'all don't know. I used to write music. Come on. I'm a child of MJ. I write music.
All right, okay. I've had enough. Ben, what's your final thoughts for today?
Bitch.
Self-love is one of the best forms of love you could practice. Make sure to do it daily, and also tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Subscribe and support us on all platforms.
If you're confused what he meant, he did mean beating your meat. Chris, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are CMOS, my niggas. CMOS, do your research.
Sam, what are your final thoughts?
First of all, of course, I gotta say, Jesus loves you.
He does.
He loves you. And to also piggyback off of what Ben was saying, practice self-love, of course. Take care of yourself. Check on your mental health and your friend's mental health. You know, of course, make sure everybody in your circle straight. And don't get finessed out here. Guys, don't be a fool nigga, please. If you send 3 texts, you don't reply, just drop it.
Take it easy, guys.
Just take it easy. There's other fish. Don't get your money spent on foolishness. Please. Please.
Don't get finessed out here, your boys.
Facts. Girls, too, don't get finessed.
Everybody, because the finesse is out here.
What's your final thoughts?
Huh? My final thoughts. Wow.
Wow.
It's all so sudden. I'm about to have an acre in Texas. If any bitches want to party, pull up. Hit my DMs.
Really quick, before we play the song of the week, also, guys, do not forget 3150, one of the official sponsors of the podcast. Please make sure you follow them at 3150 Clothing on Instagram. You can go to their website at www.3150clothing.com. And if you use the promo code NWO, you get 20% off your order. Again, 3150 Clothing on Instagram, www.3150clothing.com. Let them know that niggas what opinion sent you. Also, we do have, we're planning a Halloween costume party for Halloween. So get your Halloween costumes together. You know what I'm saying? Tell your friends the biggest, the best Halloween party is going to be in South Florida, provided by yours truly, the NWO podcast. Make sure y'all pull up. Ben, do we have a song of the week, my brother?
Yes, we do. This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Lil Baby. Track titled Freestyle.
Thank you so very, very much for listening to the NWO podcast, for supporting the NWO podcast. Peace.
Oh my God.
Try to hold them, see the name, I'm saying, hold 4 PM. I'm saying, I put it to. Shout out my label, that's me. I'm in this bitch with TB. I'm in this bitch with 4 tray. I just pulled up me a A. Real nigga all in my face. 500 racks in my safe. 500 racks to the plug. What you know about showing love? What you know about pulling up? In Billy Chubb. Make these bitches fall in love. All of my niggas on go. None of my niggas no hope. All of my niggas gon' smoke. All of my niggas together. We came from the bottom. We used to wear each other. None of my niggas gon' fold. Couple pussy niggas told. They ain't my niggas no more. Hold it down for the foes. In the nine with the woes. All of my daughters for sure. We won't fall out about shit. Especially not about no bitch. We ain't gon' fall out by hoes. Man said get them lows. We let them go for the low. I got my hood in control. I got my left wrist on froze. I got my right wrist on froze. I got my necklace on froze. Both of my ears on froze. I been getting faded. I'm sipping on maple. If she won't fuck, I won't make her. I don't like bitches with makeup. If she want titties, I pay for. Get out of there when I wake up. I pass the bar, I don't lay up. I'm a big boss, I gotta say so. They'll wipe you down if I say so. Dracos on Dracos on Dracos on Dracos. Fathers on fathers on fathers. I just bought me some new water. With a nigga Katrina, shout out New Waters. I made a promise, my niggas gon' ball. Hard in the paint, change my name to John Wall. Getting out trees like a leaf in the fall. Find a new plug, and we taking them off. Pull up in a brand new bench car. Hop out fresher than a mantar. Little nigga, but I'm big dog. All I gotta make is one call. Get a nigga blog, took off. Cross a nigga up, high sauce. Ooh, I got a man, my fault. Talking about the shit that I bought. Popping these purses, I didn't turn to a savage. 100 racks stuffed in the mattress. 100 racks stuffed in the attic. 100 racks stuffed in the sofa. These niggas play gangster, but they won't approach me. I know they never approach me. They know that they catch a bullet. I ride the gang to the fullest. I run with some real ones, don't hang with no pussy. I ain't no killer, don't push me.